O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of our God. Hosanna in the highest. Mary, woman of the promise, vessel of your people's dreams, through your open, willing spirit, waters of God's goodness streamed. Mary, song of holy wisdom, sung before the world began, faithful to the word within you carried out God's wondrous plan. Mary, morning star of justice, mirror of the radiant light, in the shadows of life's journey, be a beacon for our sight. Mary, model of compassion, wounded by your offspring's pain, when our hearts are torn by sorrow, teach us how to love again. Mary, woman of the gospel, humble home for treasured seed, help us to be true disciples, bearing fruit in word and deed. You are the glory of Jerusalem. You are the joy of Israel. You are the honor of our people. Alleluia. Blessed are you, O daughter, by the Most High God, above all the women on earth. Blessed be Adonai Elohim, the Creator of heaven and earth, who guided you in crushing the head of the serpent who oppressed our people. Your deed of hope will never be forgotten by those who tell of the might of God. May God make this redound to your honor, for you risked your life to save this people. You averted the disaster that awaited us by walking uprightly before our God. Glory to the one through the word, in the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. You are the glory of Jerusalem. You are the joy of Israel. You are the honor of our people. Alleluia. A reading from the book of Revelation. A great sign appeared in the sky, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars. She was with child, and wailed aloud in pain as she labored to give birth. She gave birth to a child, one destined to rule all the nations with an iron rod. Her child was caught up to God and the throne. The woman fled into the wilderness, where she had a place prepared for her by God. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. God the mighty has girded me with strength. Alleluia, alleluia. God the mighty has girded me with strength. Alleluia, alleluia. Adonai has made my way blameless. Alleluia, alleluia. God the mighty has girded me with strength. Alleluia, alleluia. She comes forth as the morning rising, fair as the moon and bright as the sun. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages, in words of holy prophets, to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant. The pledge to Abraham and Sarah is now renewed for us, that freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child, called prophet of the Most High, will go ahead to prepare the way by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One through the Word, in the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. She comes forth as the morning rising, fair as the moon, and bright as the sun.
Lord Jesus, you were born in poverty and lived among the poor. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ Jesus, you were a refugee from violence and an immigrant for justice. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you worked as a carpenter and knew the struggles of laborers. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Gracious God, you showed great favor to Mary of Nazareth, and asked her to bring your eternal word into the world. May we follow her example and carry your liberating word into a world that still longs for the poor to be lifted up and the hungry to be filled with good things. May all who invoke her as the Virgin of Guadalupe work together in promoting the progress of all peoples in the ways of justice and peace. We ask this through Jesus, the incarnate Word, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May the one who makes justice to rain down from the heights shower us and all on earth with compassion and peace. Amen. Let us bless the world with peace and give thanks to God.